A fellow from Ireland was thinking about traveling to the States, so he called Aer Lingus, the Irish national airline, and says, "How long? God, that's fantastic," and hung up. Well, Michael, you know how they are. The point is that the resurrection is fantastic. It's something unbelievable, but it happened. And when Jesus raised up the daughter of Jairus, or the son of the widow of Nain, or Lazarus, they came back to the very same life that they had before. And they would die again. But that's not what happened to Jesus. Jesus' resurrection is different. He came back to a brand new kind of life. It was Jesus himself, the same Jesus, but he is glorified. And what Peter proclaimed in the first reading of the proclamation, Jesus died and is raised up. And the rest of the apostles continue that proclamation. And that proclamation has continued to our own day. Jesus is raised up. Everything of the scriptures has been fulfilled. Death could hold Jesus. And the life that Jesus received in resurrection is the very same life he offers to each one of us. All of us have experienced death of someone that we love, a parent, and we know that death is the end, but not in the case of Jesus, and not for us who have been baptized into Jesus. We are called to a new life. In the gospel, we hear the story of Emmaus, and we've heard it many, many times. And these two disciples are discouraged and downcast. Their hopes are dashed because they thought Jesus was the one, but they didn't understand. And so Jesus begins to explain to them all that happened. They invite him then to stay with them for dinner. And he makes himself known to them in the breaking of the bread. A movie about Jesus where at Emmaus, when he brings his hands out to break bread, they see the marks in the sands. I don't think that happened. That would be too obvious. But these disciples had seen Jesus break bread and give it to them before. They understand there's something different. That they receive Jesus himself, and then he vanishes from their sight. And they return, running back to Jerusalem, running 7 miles. I don't run, you know, with like marathon. If I want to go 26 miles, I'm going to drive. But they run back because they now know that Jesus is raised and that what they have received is Jesus. And we are to experience the same thing. His own body and blood, soul and divinity. And we are called to live the way he wants us to live. We are called to proclaim the resurrection to the whole world. And we are called to proclaim that Jesus is who he said he was. He is a man like us, and yet he has any hold over him. And we then, therefore, are to live in life of charity and mercy. We are to live a life of joy that even though death is still a reality in our lives, death has been conquered. Its power is broken. We are called to live in Christ, especially through the gift of the Eucharist, to understand that Jesus is truly present here, and he offers us as food and drink to fill us with his life, eternal life here and now in this world, with him forever.